This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all think the Steelers need another wide receiver. It would behoove them to acquire another wide receiver. But Jeremy Fowler, formerly a Steelers reporter here for ESPN, is now a national ESPN insider. And he says, oh, the Steelers aren't concerned because they have a lot of faith in Roman Wilson. Do they? Seems to me they could have used some help down the stretch. Weren't scoring points. One of the worst offenses in football, if not the worst, over the last 5 weeks of the season. I think Roman Wilson could have come back healthy then and helped them if they really believed in the guy. Okay, you don't need him to be your number two last year. Could you have mixed him in?
Yeah, got him some reps. Like,
get him some reps. Try anything. You're not scoring. You suck. They weren't competitive in a lot of those games. Getting run out of their own stadium by the Chiefs. Got run out of M&T Bank Stadium while they got called to the carpet by one of the great football broadcasters in this country, Kirk Herbstreit. Said the effort wasn't there. All kind of embarrassment. And they didn't want to break glass in case of emergency and use Roman Wilson. They can't believe that this guy's the answer. And if they do, shame on them. I like Roman Wilson. I liked him when they drafted him. And I think he could be a good player in the NFL. He's one of these football lovers, plays bigger than his size. He's going to block for you. He blocked a ton on the perimeter for Michigan because they would go 30 straight plays against Penn State, running the football right down people's throats. That guy blocked and was okay with blocking. Played for a good coach who's an NFL coach now, obviously, in Harbaugh. Like the guy. Can't count on him. He can't be the Pickens replacement.
I just know this. Like, if you can't count on a guy to go in there and know the playbook, run the plays the right way, has injury issues his rookie year, like, that's not somebody that NFL coaches are going to absolutely count on in their second season.
Shouldn't.
Can't. Like, it just never happens. Like, they're hoping, and they're like, he needs to get on this train before it starts moving this year, but they're not going to count on him to be a guy. No chance.
If they go into the season without another wide receiver move, and I'm not talking about like a Robert Woods move. No, a move. A Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper. We listed all the guys earlier. If they don't make a move for a legitimate number two-ish wide receiver, I'll like the move that they made Pickens to Dallas for a third and a fifth less and less. Like, you need to at least make the team watchable.
Right.
You have to. Especially when you basically, by all your moves, are saying, next year's the year for a quarterback, but we'd like to be competitive this year. Okay, if you'd like to be competitive, then make the moves that a competitive team would make.
Mm-hmm.
And to move George Pickens and do nothing after the fact is absurd. We saw what it looks like last year. One injury, and you're not scoring points. And even before the injury, things were starting to go downhill a little bit. I'm talking about the injury to George Pickens. You can't put yourself back in the same situation again. Just can't.
I'm not sure if they're looking to replace George Pickens one for one. I'm not sure that's possible because I think they actually have a bona fide one now in DK. The thing that I see that is glaring to me with the way they want to play and the reason I like Lazard is outside of DK, they've got no size at all. Roman Wilson's 5'10", Scotty Miller's 6 foot. How tall is Calvin Austin? 5'8"?
Yep.
He's my exact
5'9"?
Dimensions. Yeah.
Skoranek is a special teams player. They have no size. And Gabe Davis is 6'2", Lazard's 6'5", Keenan Allen's 6'2". And I know last year with Williams was a trial and then ultimately error, but all those guys, particularly Allen, was productive last year, and Lazard was productive last year. Give me a guy, if you're in two tight end, that can, with one-on-one coverage, go up and get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the third down, you got guys that can work. That's where Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin can work. I think they're trying to build a room of body types.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with tight ends.
And to me, they need a big guy.
Yeah.
Because DK's your one. You have a one now. And he's a one on first down, second down, third down, and fourth down. You need a two, in my opinion. That's a your two may vary situationally. Right? Third down, your two may be Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson. Base downs, it might be Alan Lazard outside. You got split guys that are both 6'4 plus that can go up and get combat catch situations, deep balls, posts, goes, all that stuff.
Well, from that standpoint, I think then Gabriel Davis, for what you're looking for, would fit.
Gabriel Davis or Alan Lazard fit and are affordable. So does Keenan Allen. All three of those guys are plausible, in my opinion, in play, and should be one of them should be a Steeler.
Alan Lazard had 6 touchdowns last year in 12 games. It's pretty good.
He had 8 the 2 years before that.
He's had 27 and 6 in his career. I mean, the guy does score touchdowns. So I don't dislike the player.
You talk about Aaron Rodgers and, you know, potentially a short-term window with him. Give me a guy who has timing with him
right.
on back shoulder yeah. throws, understands the landmarks that Aaron likes to see, understands, you know, based on leverage where the ball is going to be thrown. Give me that. I don't think it's acquiescing to Aaron as much as it is giving your offense the best chance to be good. And having a guy with a rapport with Aaron Rodgers gives you an upper hand because he has no rapport with DK Metcalf. They've never played together. That has to materialize.
Oh, they threw together that one time, though, Pat.
I've thrown with a bunch of guys at camps, too, over the years, and they didn't play with them. It's different.
Who's the best guy you've ever thrown to?
Doran Dickerson.
I was hoping.
I looked at you. I was like, look at you.
I set him up to fail, and he hit it out of the park, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
You can't set me up for fail. I'm built different.
Ooh.